It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The six Democrats running for their party's nomination for governor will square off in their second debate tonight ahead of the June 5th primary. Pat Reinert is editor and reporter with Iowa Starting Line. It's a liberal blog following Iowa politics. Reinert is a former Democratic staffer, and he says this governor's race is big.
2018 is absolutely do or die for the future of the Democratic Party in this state.
Whoever wins will face Republican Governor Kim Reynolds in November. Reynolds does not face a primary challenger. The six Democratic candidates are Des Moines Senator and Labor Attorney Nate Bolton, nurse and union leader Kathy Glosson from Coralville, Des Moines businessman Fred Hubbell, former Iowa Democratic Party chair and medical doctor Andy McGuire from Des Moines, John Norris, who was Tom Vilsack's chief of staff during his terms as governor and USDA secretary. Norris lives in Des Moines as well. And Ross Wilburn, currently Iowa State University's diversity officer and was mayor of Iowa City. Reinert says if Democrats don't retake the governor's office or one chamber at the statehouse, Iowa will be a long-term Republican state.
We're not treating this like the huge event it is just quite yet.
There was a poll that was released that came out last week. How much stock do you put in polls? I mean, this showed Fred Hubbell, the businessman from Des Moines, well ahead of the other five.
The poll that came out had Hubbell up 26 points over Nate Bolton. You know, I definitely believe that Fred Hubbell is in the lead. There's a lot of people who are very skeptical of how big of that lead showed in that poll, but it makes sense when you start to think it through. I mean, Hubbell doesn't just simply have a financial advantage over the other candidates. He has a huge one. I mean, there's a difference between outspending your closest opponent 2-1 and what he's doing on the TV airwaves, which is outspending them like 6 or 7-1. Fred Hubbell so far is the only one who's up in the Sioux City media market and the Quad City media market on TV. And that has an impact because outside of your really engaged Democrats who go out to your county party meetings, who attend these forums, how else do the rest of the party members know about this stuff? It's what they see on the TV. It's what they see in their mailbox. I mean, in the 2006 gubernatorial primary, the last time we had a big statewide Democratic primary, there was about 150,000 Democrats who showed up for that. Now, there's not 150,000 people who go to all these forums and stuff. So that financial advantage for Fred Hubbell is you know, coming through in some of these polls.
The first Democratic debate, and we're using a lowercase d, it was more of a forum that took place on the evening of Mother's Day. You wrote about this, and you said there wasn't much of a debate to be had.
The big thing that has been lacking in this race so far is some actual back and forth between the candidates, comparing and contrasting between them. You haven't seen any of the candidates really press each other on, you know, why aren't you with me on this single-player healthcare plan? I think having the candidates compare and contrast themselves with each other is extremely useful to Democrats before the primary so that we can see how any of these Democrat candidates would stand up against Kim Reynolds, because we don't want to repeat of, say, you know, the 2014 Bruce Braley and Joni Ernst.
For U.S. Senate,
For U.S. Senate election where, you know, Braley, he didn't have a primary. And then when he got into the general election with Joni Ernst, it seemed like he wasn't tested enough. And so when he got into some problems in that race, he wasn't able to respond as well. And even though we have a six-person field for the Democratic gubernatorial primary right now, it doesn't feel like any of these candidates have been tested. That's also an issue for anybody in the race who's not Fred Hubbell, because, you know, when there's not a lot of back and forth happening, that always benefits the front runner, which most people definitely assume that Hubbell is. And this is an interesting thing, because to avoid the race going to a state convention, someone has to win 35% on the primary day to win outright then. Otherwise, delegates at the state convention end up choosing. And I think for the longest time, since there were six people in the race, you know, you kind of did the math in your head, and most people figured, okay, yeah, it's very likely to go to convention. So no one wanted to kind of go on the attack, because there's always a little bit of blowback when that happens. So people were hesitant to go after Fred Hubbell, because even if you take him down, you may anger a lot of the delegates who you might need at the state convention to win. But what that ended up doing is has kind of let Hubble kind of run away with this thing at the moment, where he's not getting much criticism or many challenges, putting him in a very good place to win outright on June 5th.
That's Pat Reinert with Iowa Starting Line, a liberal blog covering Iowa politics. The six Democratic candidates for governor will debate tonight on Iowa Public Television at 7 o'clock. And Iowa Public Radio has interviewed all of these candidates. You can find the conversations at iowapublicradio.org. I'm Clay Masters. It's Morning Edition on IPR.